Let us stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord our God, through the precious blood of your Son, you reconciled the world to yourself at the foot of the cross. You chose the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of reconciliation for sinners. Grant through her intercession that we may obtain pardon for our sins. We make this prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After Jesus had taken up into heaven, the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When the apostles entered the city, they went to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, and Matthew and James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All those devoted themselves with one accord to prayer, together with some women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, the apostles were all in one place together, and suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues, as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. The word of the Lord.
Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. Founded by him on the holy mountain, the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. Of you are told glorious things, you, O city of God, but of Zion it shall be said, each one was born of her. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord.
As I sat in the chapel during one of my priest retreats, I found myself gazing at the tabernacle and simply repeating this phrase, "Lord Jesus Christ, present in the Blessed Sacrament, you are the source of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, present in the Blessed Sacrament, you are the source of my life." I'd come to that retreat after a long year of ministry, perhaps feeling worn down, tired, taking for granted the awesomeness and the beauty and the truth of Christ truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Eucharist, in this powerful and beautiful sacrament of his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And I give thanks to God for that opportunity and that retreat to get back in touch with that truth and allow that truth to sink in deeply once more into my heart. And as we find ourselves midway through our annual Lord's Novena for healing, we can ask ourselves, to whom do we owe this great privilege that we can come to a physical place and say, "Yes, Lord, you are here in this place"? Perhaps we can speak with great exultation like Elizabeth as she greeted Mary, the mother of Christ, and the Ark of the New Covenant. Because when we speak of this sacrament of Christ's body and blood, we must ask ourselves, from whom did he receive his body? From whom did he receive his blood? These things were not simply crafted ex nihilo in Mary's womb, but truly, the matter of his body came from her body. In a certain sense, we can therefore say that Mary is the mother of the Eucharist, for she is the mother of Christ, who on the Last Supper gave his body and blood to us as a memorial until the end of time. And as we reflect upon this truth, we can also consider how Mary is the mother of the Church. As one of my favorite professors from theology would often say, that Eucharist makes the Church. The Eucharist makes the Church. For it is precisely through our communion, receiving the Eucharist worthily, that we become incorporated into Christ's body, that is, the Church. A body that was constituted in a profound way on Pentecost Sunday. Yes, Mary, in her conception of Christ through the overpouring of the Holy Spirit, is the mother of Christ who establishes the Church. but also she is the first of disciples. And as we heard in our first reading, or were reminded rather in our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, Mary was there at the very beginning. How after Jesus ascended into heaven, the apostles gathered together in prayer, and Mary was with them. She was with them when the fire of the Holy Spirit, in a sense, sealed or baked the church into existence. And so we come to this night, in this novena, asking through the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes for the grace of healing in our lives, in the lives of others, whether it be of a biological, physiological, emotional, psychological, relational, spiritual, whatever kind of healing we are hoping for, we have come in search for that. One way perhaps to understand this healing is reconciliation, bringing together that which was separated. Certainly, when we think about the final healing over death, we think about the bridging of the divide between our souls and our bodies, because that is what death is, the separation of the soul from the body. But perhaps we can also consider the reconciliation that must take place between our aspirations and God's plans. Oftentimes the wound of pride, the wound of self-sufficiency, of seeking to do our own way and to fight against God's will, that often is a source of great woundedness in our lives. And we ask Mary, who was that perfect disciple, who made that bold yes, for the grace to say yes to God's plan, so that just like Mary, we may participate in God's plan of salvation. Perhaps we can consider the need for reconciliation in our relationships with fellow human persons, whether it be in our household, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our broader community, in our parish, in our church. We know that division, disunity, grieves the body of Christ, that Jesus prayed that we may be one, and we repeat that prayer for unity again. Just as Mary was steadfast in her faithfulness and perhaps was the one sure source of light for those disciples in their moments of darkness, we can turn to Mary as our mother with the confidence that Christ upon the cross entrusted Mary not only to the beloved disciple, but to all of us, those who follow after her, follow after the beloved disciple in pursuing after our Lord. And as we consider how Mary, through her yes to God's plan and the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, was able to conceive the Christ child within her womb, and from her flesh give Jesus his body, we can consider how God may be asking us to incarnate in our own lives the presence of Christ to those who are most in need of it. We adore the Blessed Sacrament today, and we worship God the Son present here now among us. And through the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes, we ask him to bless us and to strengthen us so that we ourselves may be men and women for unity, communion, and that when we come to that day to receive Christ once more in the Blessed Sacrament, we may truly come alive as the source of life himself comes into our hearts. O Blessed Virgin Mary, we thank and praise you for your appearance to the child Bernadette in the Grotto of Lourdes, where you declare to her and the world, I am the Immaculate Conception. By appearing in the grotto, you made it a privileged sanctuary where many have obtained miraculous cures for physical and spiritual infirmities. O loving Mother of us all, you know our wants, our troubles, and our sufferings. We come before you with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain for us, O sweet Mother, the granting of our request. In thanksgiving for the gift of health and the gift of sobriety, for God's healing and restoration of health to my employee, healing for our brother-in-law of body, mind, and soul, healing for our son's throat issues, in Jesus' name. May my sister's cancer melt away, bring the joy back to her face, that my daughter's thyroid regulate itself normally, that all additional problems be mitigated. For the conversion of my stepdaughter and her family, a stop to my granddaughter's anxiety and to have friends her age. Please, Jesus, give my mom strength and the ability to have a heart of humility. I ask that you heal her of her pain and deliver her from fear. Let my stepfather's brain be cured of all mental illness and make him whole once again. We offer all of these petitions and the prayers we have brought to this novena, and we pray. O Blessed Lady of Lourdes, Mother of Christ, you had influence with your divine Son while upon the earth. You have that same influence now in heaven. Pray for us that we may obtain from your divine Son our special requests, but only if they be in accord with his holy will. We make this petition through the same Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady of Lourdes, Saint Bernadette. You have given them bread from heaven,
having within it all sweetness.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us the Eucharist as the memorial of your suffering and death. May our worship of this sacrament of your body and blood help us to experience the salvation you won for us and the peace of the kingdom, where you live with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Blessed be God,
blessed be His name.
Blessed be His holy name.
Blessed be His holy name.
Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man.
Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Blessed be His most sacred heart.
Blessed be His most sacred heart.
Blessed be His most precious blood.
Blessed be His most precious blood.
Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar.
Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy.
Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception.
Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception.
Blessed be her glorious Assumption.
Blessed be her glorious Assumption.
Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother.
Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother.
Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse.
Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse.
Blessed be God in His angels and in His saints.
Blessed be God in His angels and in His saints.